Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bam, I can never ever lie, I, I.
Hey, you look some kind of fine, I wine.
Big man, that's it. Bam. Guys, what's up?
What did it do?
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Yeah, man. Episode 121, I think. If it's not, I don't care. I literally don't care. If it's not, I don't care.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, man. It's Monday. We're feeling good.
Monday, fun day.
Yeah, we just took a cheeky sip. And I'm not going to lie to you, it's hit me. Mm. Just the one. It's actually licked me over. I think it's because the pineapple juice had been fermenting in the fridge as well. So it created its own alcohol base. And now it's like a double dose.
Double dose.
A double doozy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, guys, hope you're feeling fresh, feeling good, feeling fine. And yeah, man, it's Monday, bruv. All this, I hate Mondays, is long when you tune in and then SNG's chilling in your, exactly. To be played.
Exactly.
Chilling in your to be played. Before we start anything, before we get anything going, we're going to have to send you over to Patreon. We're going to have to send you over from the logo over to Patreon.
Gang.
It's going on clutch down there. You know... the powers that be don't want the voices, the real voices, to be heard.
Yeah.
So we have to do this song and dance over here on a Monday, innit? We have to give you guys a little something, a little sliver.
A little taste.
A little taste on a Monday to let you know that we're about you and we love you. But really, we want you to head on over to Patreon to see what pops on a Thursday.
That's what it's really at.
Thursdays are where it's really, really good.
Really
Thursdays at. Are our Fridays. Let's just say that. TGIT over here, you get me?
Hashtag...
TGIT, head on over there, see what pops on a Thursday. I'm not going to give much away, but it's that boogie-oogie.
It is that boogie-oogie.
It's that groovy-roovy, man. Mm. Come on. So yeah, if you like what you see on a Monday, you're going to love what you see on a Thursday.
Okay.
And it's patreon.com/shitsandgigs. There should be a link somewhere. Just follow it over or type in the URL, man. Whatever you need to do, get over there. It's £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run us the P, man.
You
come
know
the
on. Vibes.
Support your boys. We need... out of the rat race.
We do.
We need out of the rat race.
We do, because the day we're out of the rat race, oh, this is going to be exponential.
Bro, and we'll be in your hometown man. Whenever.
Whenever. Whenever.
Yeah, so head on over to Patreon, show your boys some love, and enjoy the extra content.
Yeah, man.
On top of every Thursday that's ever been is also on there.
Of course.
You've got the entire record on there. So you can binge. I know a couple of you man love to binge it. Go over there and binge to your heart's content.
We've got episodes on there.
Episodes.
Episodes on there. So yeah.
Yeah, man. Some prime moments. Some really memorable moments on Patreon that a lot of you guys aren't privy to. There was a time where I threw the fuck up. The first time Bella was ever on the pod was on Patreon.
Yeah,
man. Some good shit
I
over there.
I forgot you threw up. Jesus.
I felt like death.
Yeah, I remember.
Fuhad, I've never felt so rough in my life.
I remember. Damn.
My brain weren't working.
Damn.
My brain weren't working, fam.
That was after Sip-Sips, no? Did we do Sip-Sips that day?
We didn't do Sip-Sips.
Oh, we went out the night before. We went out the night before.
Fam, and mid-sentence, I dipped off camera.
Yeah, man said, I need to go. Said, I need to go.
I threw the fuck up. Anyway, guys, head on over to Patreon. Enjoy yourself. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you chirps a ting in the comments.
Okay.
Jump in there and let them know while going. A couple guys, one guy messaged us last week. No, one girl messaged us last week and said, guys, it wasn't technically in the comments, but she messaged us and was like, guys, some guy slid in her DMs and was like, hey, I'm new here in your hometown. I just want to see what's up. I heard you funk with the SNG, man, them. let's be friends. She was like, yee.
I remember that.
Sent it straight over. We love that.
I love that.
Chirps are ting in the comments, man. Let's build bonds and relationships. The
community is strong, man. Let's make it everlasting.
Let's make it everlasting, guys. Click that thumbs up button. Mm-hmm. Hop over there to the subscribe button.
Yeah, man.
Give that a...
That and bell,
there's
man.
A bell next to it. Ding that bell.
You need that notification, man.
Let me ring that bell.
You need that notification week in, week out.
Yeah.
Week in, week out.
Week in, week out,
you
man.
You can't miss it, man. Sorry to cut you off. There are guys in the comments racing to be the first one to see our video.
Fam?
Man. Racing.
Racing.
You need to be there. They're Vex when they're third. Vex. So yeah, you know.
That same Don is always first or third, isn't
he? He's one, two, and three. He's between one, two, and three.
But anyway... fuck it now. Let's just go. Let's just chat. Let's get into the episode. Let's just go. Let's just go. I've said enough. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
All right.
Fulfill me.
Today's fun fact of the day, guys. Where is it? I got it here. Right. So, the $5 billion Rubik's Cube. How a Hungarian architect built one of the best-selling toys ever. Obviously, the Rubik's Cube. So, in 1974... Erno Rubik is his name.
Gang.
Made the first Rubik's Cube, first Rubik's Cube, and sold them out of a small factory. Demand increased in 1979. He signed a distributing deal with a US toy company. 100 million Rubik's Cube units were sold in the next 3 years. Erno was making $30,000 a month in royalties and over 100 million in the process. Lifetime sales include 450 million plus units sold with $5 billion in global revenue from a Rubik's Cube, bro.
Bro?
Man was an architect.
To be fair.
Man was an architect and thought, let me make a game.
Have you ever actually tried a Rubik's Cube?
I've tried, but I've never succeeded. I know apparently
There's
an algorithm or like a cheat code for you to succeed. You have to go like down and left all the time or something like that.
I did it not long ago because I was fed up.
Mm.
I just needed to know how you actually do it. How anyone can do it, like just figuring it out with their own brain, is one of them things is to figure out with your own brain without knowing there's any algorithm, you have to be a flat out genius.
Of course.
Because when you actually go on YouTube and be like, because like, I had one and I was like, fuck it, let's just go on YouTube and get a tutorial. Bro, the way they break it down into steps, he's like, this is impossible to do without this. How does anyone do it without this? Bro, you have to like do a couple things here. And it's like, all right, cool. But you can't even just do it any place. You have to find like, go to the yellow side.
Yeah.
And then do the up, down, left, up, down, left, up, down, left, until there's one more yellow in the top right corner. Once you found that yellow, turn it to the red side and do it up, down, left, right, up, down, left, right, up, down, left, right, until there's two here. Once there's that, you do this,
That's long.
It's extensive.
It's long, bro.
And I still fucked up on the last point. I was doing it and the tutorial still wasn't patterning me. I was one move away from completing the whole thing. It wasn't patterning for me. I was vexed.
I've never done one. I'm sure, is it Justin Bieber that knows how to do one?
Really?
There's a celebrity... that can do it. And I'm pretty sure there's a celebrity that can do it either with his eyes closed or in a certain time limit, i.e. 1 minute. And also, have you seen, there's an artist / genius that makes portraits from Rubik's Cubes. Have you seen that on socials?
Yes, I have.
That is insane.
Have you seen the artists that make portraits out of writing that person's name?
Yes, I have.
Ridiculous.
Yes, I have.
Ridiculous.
Yes, I fucking have.
Ridiculous.
Some people are too talented in this world.
It doesn't make sense.
How do you even figure stuff like that out? How do you...
Bro, I don't know. I really don't know. Who's got that time?
That's the thing.
Who's got that time? I don't.
I definitely don't have that time.
I'm going to do a portrait of fucking Bradley Cooper out of Rubik's Cubes.
Or writing Bradley Cooper.
Or just writing Bradley Cooper a gazillion times.
It's insane, bro.
No, people I'm not doing it. People have got talent and time. I've got neither. People have talent and time, and I have neither. speaking of talent, Fuhad.
Hit me.
I've been listening to music today. On the drive up, I was listening to music. Like, there's a difference between hearing music and listening to music. I realized that today.
I completely agree.
Because what brought it out to me was... I realized is I've got a few points to make.
Okay.
So let's just buckle
up. Yeah, I'm here for stuff like this.
First of all, TikTok is killing music, but also pushing it.
Okay. I agree.
So do you know, I listened to, I was reminded by this initially when we were on holiday the other week,
mm-hmm.
and we were in the sushi restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and the DJ was going off.
Yeah.
And he
yeah.
played the Doja Cat Streets.
Yes.
Which is the silhouette trend on TikTok.
Yes.
That song's a fucking banger, Fuga.
Of course it is.
That song is an absolute banger.
Of course it is.
But I only really ever heard it. I saw it on TikTok before I ever heard it properly.
Okay.
So by the time I'd really heard it properly, I was fucking sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just relate it to this trend on TikTok and you write it off as an actual piece of art.
Yeah.
It's not art. It's just TikTok. Trend. Yeah, it's just a trend.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
obviously that was like a year ago, however long ago the Silhouette Challenge was. So it randomly, because I have that album mm-hmm. on my Apple Music mm-hmm. and it's...
I'm pretty sure I'm the one that pushed you on that album.
You were.
I'm pretty sure I
was. You were. Because I used to listen to... Is Juicy on that album?
Yeah.
I was listening to Juicy anyway, but then you put me on the album.
Album's fire.
The album's fire. And then, Streets has never popped up on my shuffle. I always just do shuffle. It's never popped up until like literally about 2 days after we came back from holiday
mm-hmm.
and we heard it in the restaurant. It came up, volume up. The bass.
It's a banger, bro.
The bass.
It's a banger.
Fam. And I was thinking, this song's a fucking tune, bro. And I wrote it off because TikTok just is destroying it for me. Yeah. I can't handle it anymore. It's just annoying. And there's a few that are circling right now that I've said, like, if this song wasn't on TikTok, it would slap. If I just stumbled across this song, it would be my favorite song ever.
Yeah, but it's
just, it's never going to happen now.
Because it's TikTok now.
Because it's TikTok. TikTok's killing it.
Yeah.
But the song would never be popular if it wasn't for TikTok.
I hear you.
So it's just like, as a love hate.
Catch 22.
Yeah, it's a double edged sword. Yeah. So it's either like, you can be popular, but no one's going to rate your musical talent. But you'll make money.
Millions off it.
You'll make money.
Yeah.
So today I was listening to music, bro. And like, the reason why I said about the, you can hear music without listening to it,
mm-hmm.
is there's Cleo Soul
mm-hmm.
has got an album out at the minute.
Okay.
Came out a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Three separate people messaged me about this album.
Okay.
When it dropped. And I was like, gang, I love Cleo Soul. Bang, I'm on it. And I tried to listen into it when I wasn't in the mood to listen.
Mm-hmm.
I was just in the mood to hear.
To hear.
I want to hear music. I don't want to listen to anything.
Yeah.
And bro, I tried to listen to it three separate occasions and I was like, this is not that good, bro.
It's not the vibe you
want. Yeah, everyone's talking about how great it is. I'm not feeling it. Like, it's just not for me.
Yeah.
Bro, slapped it on today. Bangs.
Yeah.
It bangs. So today I was listening to Streets.
Mm-hmm.
Reeled that up about, so in this 3 hour drive from my house to here,
Streets
got slapped about 7 times.
Yeah.
Clear Soul went back to front,
saved
a few from there that I love. Gang. There's one song in there called Music.
Oh,
it's a banger.
Yeah.
Oh, Fuad is a banger.
Yeah.
what other one was I listening to? The one that you put me on, the Wizkid one.
Steady. Banger.
Fam?
Banger.
Oh, what a day. You never need to worry, fam. Are you mad?
That's the bar I was just thinking of. That's the bar is literally just... Fam? Do you know what he says? Do you know? So he says, oh, what a day.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means?
No, fam.
That means money is here. You don't need to worry anymore. Ooh, exactly, bro.
I had no idea.
Exactly.
I was just saying, oh, what a day. I was just saying it.
Oh, what a day. You never have to worry.
Fam?
All I need for my baby, you. Hey. Something steady. Oh, chew.
Fam, I can never ever lie.
Hey, you look some kind of fine. Wine.
Big man, that's chew. A banger.
It's a banger.
When you played that the other week,
I
stopped in my tracks and said, what is this?
Yeah.
What is this? This banger. Song bangs. So Steady got slapped about 9 times. And second half of fucking fans got banged.
Tune. Again, pause. Relating to the listening and hearing, I used to hear that song and I used to listen to that song. So when you played it on the drive last time you were up here,
and we
listened to it, I was like, wow. Yeah, man, he's spitting. He's talking some shit.
He's talking shit.
He's in his feelings.
Drake lives in his feelings.
He knows he fucked up and he just needs to confess.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, babes. I fucked babes, up.
I was out here fucking fans. I don't know what I was doing. I'm 10 years in the game, but I'm only human. He's literally saying,
human.
If you saw the DMs I get, I'm only human.
I can only say no so many times. And when you found out I got a kid, I can only imagine what your friend said.
Fam?
I can only imagine what your friend said.
That's such a burden people think. I don't think people get.
He's a lyricist.
I can only imagine what your friend said.
Bro.
What your girl said about that. Because he knows your brethren speak everything.
Mm-hmm.
Before you've had a chance to process a woman, mm-hmm. when she gets like that, I'm coming to you as a woman
yeah,
message,
yeah.
and she turns to her girls, her girls will run you into the ground of before course. Your girls even had a chance of to process what's going on.
They don't care what
on.
You look like. You could have been Tom, Dick, or Harry, bro. They will run you to the ground.
Your girlfriend's friends want you dead.
100%.
That's the God's honest truth.
100%.
All girlfriends want is single girlfriends. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All girls want is all their friends to be single. They want them to have a man yeah. and they want all their friends single. Yeah. That's all they want, yeah. fam. So anytime you fuck up, you're out.
You're out.
Big
be,
man, you're
be
out.
Be single, babes. He's not worth it.
He's not worth it. Let's go out.
Fuck.
I'll get you dick tonight.
Tonight?
You'll forget about him. Nah, that's what they want. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Fam? Do you remember when we were in uni?
Yeah.
Sometimes in lectures, there'd be like a random speaker and the lecturer would be like, guys, at the end, if you can just give 5 minutes to a guest and they're going to come in and they're going to talk to you about cruise ship trips. Do you remember? They're going to talk to you about ski trips and you're going to stay in a lodge.
Yeah.
And I always used to give them the time.
Yeah.
But I think I can't afford this.
Yeah.
I'll never be able to afford this.
Yeah. Uni days.
Uni days?
Nah.
I can barely afford to eat. I can barely afford to eat and put clothes on my back. Yeah. These times I'm topping up my shower gel with water and giving it a quick... I can never afford that. We didn't have that wasteland.
We didn't.
That wasteland travel?
That wasteland travel, they've come a long way. They've come to hook you man up now.
If they would have hit us up and just said, yo, run a quick game, you could get this thing for free.
You could win a couple things.
Bro, if they came in the lecture room and said, yeah, I know what the budget's saying in uni.
Yeah.
You man are a bit skinty. Look, if you can afford it, gang, splash that.
Yeah.
You man in the back, you dark skins in the back, follow the link below.
Yeah.
Follow the link, play a game. You know Snake? Snake.
Retro ting. Yeah, of course I know Snake.
Nokia 3310 days.
Yeah.
I know that. Get yourself on that leaderboard.
Mm.
Level 2, level 3.
Mm.
You could pattern this for free.
You could pattern a little ski trip for
all
free.
You man could pattern this for free.
You just hear whispers in the class.
Say something. What is it? And I'm like, but miss, I don't have a ski board. I don't have a board or skis or the poles or nothing. And he said,
bet,
you could win that too.
You could win that too.
You could win that too.
Like, okay,
cool. So guys, if you're like us, times are hard. Jump in the link.
Yeah, man.
Head on over to wastelandtravel.com.
Yeah, man.
These men will hook you up with their game. Get yourself on that lead board. Look out for your boys on there.
Because
we're the top scorers.
We're on there already.
We're on there. We had a little dabble. but head on over and grab yourself an opportunity to get yourself on the slopes. That black ice.
It could be yours, you know. It could be yours.
It could be. You can have it all.
You could have it
all. You ain't got to pay a cent. So head on over, wastelandtravel.com, and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, man. Have fun.
Gang.
Win some prizes.
But yeah, man.
Oh, my days.
I've been listening to music today.
I'm very jealous of you purely because this is something I've always wanted to do in terms of finding new music. Purely because I listen to music all the time. Mm. Well, I try to listen to music all the time. But the only times I do get to listen to music are either in the gym or walking to and from work or to and from somewhere else.
Yeah.
Sometimes at home, yes, but we tend to listen to the same stuff because we're trying to find a vibe as opposed to trying to find something new.
So that's
why I envy you because you drive a lot. You've got the opportunity to just like reel off new music. If I'm in the gym, I don't want to listen to new music.
I want to hear shit
that will get me pumped and hyped and blah, blah. So I'm going to play stuff that I already know.
You just want to hear noise.
I just want to hear noise. I want to hear something.
Noise.
Exactly.
So
I don't really have the opportunity to listen to music. So I'm jealous of you.
Bro, the best podcasts I've ever listened to and the best music I've ever listened to are on long ass fucking drives.
I'm not surprised, bro.
Because like, especially like podcasts and stuff, because like Joe Rogan's a good one where he'll have funny people on there and he'll also have like really interesting people on there, like archaeologists and like biochemists and all this stuff. And a lot of the time, bro, when I'm running to the shop, I can't be asked to listen to some archaeologist chat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's been times I've been on the way back from Manchester and it could be like 1 o'clock in the morning and I'm not like sleepy or anything like that. And I'm like, let me just put this on.
Yeah.
And bro, some of the stuff I've learned on there, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
And that was exactly the same with the music today. It's like, I remember I was in the middle lane, bombing down. I was doing like 90, bombing down the M6. I was leaning my face like that and I was driving like that. And bro, for some reason, the music hit me. And I wasn't even listening to that Clear Soul album because I knew I was processing music different. Because Steady got wrapped up like 9 times. I'm not joking, man. I heard all of it. All of it.
Yeah.
I was like, today's the day I need to listen to this Clear Soul album because I reckon it's gonna hit me today. And bro, banged. It made me think like, how can people make this? Like, she's got a couple songs on there that are like, the lyrics are banging, the vibe's banging, but she's got songs in there that are like reminiscent of like old Motown songs.
Okay.
Like the Supremes.
Okay.
Or so, like some old Diana Ross, like from the 50s.
Okay.
And you're like, she's done that. And then she's put her own spin on it. And the lyrics are impactful.
Mm-hmm.
And she's all done that. And the way she's even like doing the tempo with her notes, just like the beat, that not even the beat, obviously you got the instrumentals and stuff like that, but even the rhythm that she's spitting it out,
yeah,
is like, that's, it's so completely unique because it doesn't fit typically to with what that, with that beat. Music, okay. But it works perfectly because she's decided to do it.
Okay.
And you're like, what is your brain on?
Yeah. How have you patterned this?
What mood were you in that day where you were like, I'm just going to do it this way.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, fucking hell, that's sick.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, that's sick. Fucking hell, that's sick. Keep going.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you think, rah. You can tell why people like fall in love with like artists.
Yeah.
Regardless of what they look like and stuff like that, because you think your brain's on a different
thing. Yeah, you work differently still.
You work different. Yeah. Like, you're a genius in your own way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why like, I like when, obviously watching a lot of anime, they call people geniuses.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of time that has nothing to do with academics.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in like, in our culture, if you're a genius, you're just smart academically.
Yeah, of course.
But like in like Asian culture, they call you a genius because you're just a prodigy or whatever it is that you do.
Yeah.
And I like that. I've always liked that because when you listen to this Clear Soul album, bro, some of the stuff you think, oh, this bitch is a genius.
Yeah, what's the album called?
Mother.
Cool.
Fam, there's a couple tracks on there you just think, this bitch is a genius. And that's just how it is.
Say no more.
I need to do better. That's how I feel about like comedy and stuff like that as well.
Yeah.
When you see like certain stand-ups and stuff, you think, this motherfucker's a genius. How is your brain working like this? It doesn't make sense. Dave Chappelle, it doesn't make sense. Doesn't.
Speaking of, you know he's got a new thing coming out?
Yes, I do.
Someone put it on, I think someone posted it or someone sent
it.
Yeah,
by the time this episode comes out, it would have already been out.
Yeah. I can't remember what it's called, but I remember seeing it coming soon.
Bro. Cannot wait.
I know you. As soon as I saw it, I was like,
he's performing in the UK this month.
Is it?
I'm vexed about it. I can't go.
Where? Where and when?
He's here, Manny.
When?
This week or next week.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to have a look.
Have a look.
I need to
see if
you
can grab something last minute.
He's here,
Manny. He's in London as well.
Okay.
He might be in Birmingham. But fam, he's about.
Okay, remind me after this episode.
Yeah. I'm vexed I can't go.
Yeah. I didn't even know he was doing
that. Bro, I only found out because a UK comedian that I follow posted on his story the other day that was like, oh, I've got 2 tickets to see Dave Chappelle like in 2 weeks. And I can't go. So like, message me and I'll give you the tickets at the price I paid for him. I was thinking, what are you talking about?
What do you mean you're giving away Dave Chappelle tickets?
And then I was thinking, what do you mean Dave Chappelle tickets? Like, where are they? Vegas? Like, I don't get it. Fam, I looked and I couldn't believe it.
Gang.
And lastly, speaking of art, fam, tell me you've watched Squid Game.
Oh, one. I'm not finished. Have you finished?
Yeah, okay.
The reason why I knew you've watched it is because we've not spoken about it. We've not messaged each other nothing about it. I think I'm on episode 7 and I think there's what, 9 episodes?
There's 9 episodes.
Yeah, so I'm 2 behind.
Bro?
Series. I love the fact that it's Korean as well because it reminded me of watching Parasite because Parasite's Korean.
These motherfuckers make entertaining television.
Broski.
Koreans know how to make it.
They take, what's the word I'm looking for? They push the boundary and they push the border to the next level.
And they don't compromise on storytelling either.
The storytelling is fantastic. Everyone has their background. Everyone has this. Nothing is rushed.
It's not rushed whatsoever.
No, and I'm still got two eps to watch. Nothing is rushed, bro.
Their pacing is fantastic.
What's his mate? What's the main guy's name? Ji-hun? I think that's his name. Ji-hun is a fucking gambler. That the first episode, obviously the first episode where you got to find out about him. Man would gamble on anything just to make a bit of pee.
Oh, I was vexed. I was vexed, bro. Yeah, he's a gambling addict.
It's a great... So anyone that's not watched Squid Games on Netflix, I don't know what you're waiting for.
Bro,
I don't know
jump
what you're
the fuck on Squid Game. And then I was really happy about how popular it was because I've been watching Korean shit for years. Not loads, bearing in mind, but a few of my favorite things ever are coincidentally Korean.
Okay.
Like, because I remember when I watched... I've been spreading the word on Oldboy since I was a kid.
That's on Netflix now, I think.
The original.
Or Amazon Prime. I don't know if it's an original or remake, but I've seen Oldboy on one of these streaming services.
I think it might be Amazon Prime. There's the remake, the American one, which I haven't seen.
Okay.
With what's his name? Josh Brolin.
Okay.
Josh Brolin is the main character.
Actor.
He's the main character in that one. I haven't seen it and I refuse to watch it.
Okay.
If anyone's interested in watching Oldboy, do not watch the Josh Brolin one. I love Josh Brolin, but I already know it's not as good as the original. Bro, when you say pushing boundaries, the twist in this film has the best plot twist of any movie I've ever seen ever in my life.
Damn.
Old Boy is one of the best movies I've ever seen. Fred. Damn. I've seen thousands of movies.
Damn.
I've seen thousands of them. Old Boy is one of the best movies of all time. It's fucking amazing, bro.
I'm on it. I remember you talking to me about it time ago and I remember you telling me the plot of it, but I want to say it's got something to do with, is a guy like locked in a room?
Fam? Yeah, so I'll give you the premise.
Yeah.
If anyone's watching, and I will not, so a lot of the time I just end up spoiling stuff. It, I won't spoil this at all because it's so good. Everyone has to watch the original Old Boy. So the premise is, there's a Korean guy living his life and he basically gets kidnapped and locked in a room for fucking years and he has no idea why. He gets locked in a room and every now and again they'll gas him, put him to sleep, and they'll like give him a haircut, change his clothes, maybe put a new TV in his room or whatever, and he's just locked in this room for years and years and years and he has no idea why. We're talking 10 plus years.
Wow.
And he's got a TV in there, so he knows what's going on in the world. And he gets delivered food and stuff, but he has no idea why. And there'll always be like a member of staff that will just like put a tray of food under the table and he'll be banging on the door like, why the fuck am I here? What's going on?
Yeah.
They'll ignore him. So eventually he just stops. And all he does in this time is exercise. Exercise and learns how to fight.
Okay.
So he learns how to fight. He watches like kung fu movies and stuff like that. And like he draws this like silhouette on the wall to practice his shit.
Sick,
how to fight and just fucking exercise. That's all he does for years and years and years. Eventually, they just let him out into the world. They gas him, put him in a briefcase, chuck him on the roof of like this skyscraper, and then he just hops out the briefcase when he wakes up and it's like, cool. So his mission for the whole movie, from when he gets let out of this room, is to find out why the fuck he got put in this room. So he goes on a mission to find out why. And it just, the story develops from there.
Gang.
It's fucking amazing.
Gang.
It's fucking, and the and if that wasn't juicy enough, the twist that they throw in there.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my, it's the best. I've seen it at least five times.
Oh, gang.
I love Old Boy. So Old Boy was like my first experience to like Korean cinema.
Okay.
And I was like, wow. And I've been preaching that since forever.
Yeah. Just like, you're talking about Old Boy. Yeah.
Best movie.
Yeah.
And then there's another one, there's a horror-ish movie I've seen called The Train to Busan.
Isn't that directed by the same guy that directed Parasite?
Maybe.
I think it is. Because every time. When I watched Parasite, one of my favorite movies I've ever watched, I Googled him and seen what stuff he's done. He's done The Train to Busan, I believe.
Yeah.
And he's also done... what's the one that's an adaptation that's currently on Netflix? It's a train thing, Snowpiercer. Yeah. So he did Snowpiercer, the movie. So yeah, they've done an adaptation as a series. And I think it's the same brother.
I think he's done
Train to Busan. You might be as well.
Right, yeah.
I think
Snowpiercer, I think, is on there as well, because that actually sounds familiar.
Yeah. So he's done quite a few.
And yeah, obviously, I love Parasite as well.
Parasite was amazing.
And I'm sure there's something else. There's a couple other things I've watched that are Korean that are just so good. So when Squid Game popped, I thought Squid Game was Japanese.
Same.
And I was watching it for like 2-3 minutes and I was like, these men ain't speaking Japanese. This is fucking Korean. As soon as I clocked it was Korean, I was like, this show's gonna pop.
Yeah.
Because these Korean men know what they're doing.
They push boundaries when it comes to life or death, or when it comes to making a choice, or comes to, if money's involved.
Oh, bro.
If money, like, it reminded me of Parasite purely because one, it's North Korean, and two, it just depicts how you can go from rags to riches, potentially, and the things you have to do.
Bro.
The things you have to do in that show.
The cake. It's literally, it is so like relevant as well, because everyone always talks about the, like, would you do this for this much money?
Would you do this for this much money?
And these men are like, yeah, I'll do it. So these men are like, do it then.
Show me you can do it.
How much are you willing to go through for this amount of money? Madness, bro. The ending is banging. There's a twist in there as well. Banging, bro.
I can't wait to finish it. Because I've been watching, like, I think the first day I watched it was like 2-3 days ago. I watched maybe four eps. Next day I watched two. Next day I watched like one or so. So I need to, I think I might watch it, finish it off today or tomorrow.
Bro, it bangs. Oh, it bangs. And the thing is, even before anything juicy happens, it goes to show like the pacing and the detail they've put in, like the acting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You're hooked like immediately.
Of course.
You're hooked. I don't know what it is.
I love the acting in it.
Bro, it's so good.
Ji-han is a character. He's a character. And you can also tell that he is, as funny as he is and as much of a gambler he is, he's also a quick thinker slash, what's the word I'm looking for? He's also the one that thinks with common sense.
Yeah.
So there were times where the tug of war scene, for example, he was at the front and he was panicking.
He was shook.
Panicking. And then obviously one of the other brothers was like, let's try this.
Yeah.
Other guys were like, no. He's like, fucking let's just try it. You don't know.
Yeah.
So he's like the reasonable one. He's the reasonable thinker.
Yeah.
Regardless of what else you see or how else, regardless of how else the directors are trying to depict him, you know he's a reasonable thinker because 100%. He's just too quick, good on the job.
100%.
He's too good on the job.
100%, yeah, bro. He was fucking, it was intense, man.
That tug of war
was fucking intense.
I was like, wow.
Intense.
Yeah, man.
That yap. I hate that yap.
The baby yap.
Babe.
I don't know her name. Babe, yeah.
She's trying to survive.
The last where I'm up to was, the last game was
Marbles. I knew you were going to say marbles. As soon as you took a breath, I knew it was marbles.
Marbles, bro.
Tell me you didn't want to cry, fam.
Bro, the my man that duped the Pakistani brother.
He's going to hell.
Hellfire, bro.
He's going to hell.
And he was the anger. He's a strong motherfucker. In the second episode, when he grabbed Ji-han, Ji-han was like, don't move, cuz. Don't move or I'm eliminated.
Fam.
Man grabbed him.
Held him tight.
Didn't sweat.
Yeah, fam. Ali, my guy.
That's his name, Ali.
Oh, bro. Broke my fucking heart.
And the old brother, number one.
Gambu?
Fam?
Be my Gambu?
A man knew what was going on all along.
Fam?
When
he was like,
do you think it's okay to...
Yeah, fam, like, when he said, put all your marbles in. He said, that's crazy talk. Why would I do that? Why would you trick me? Do you think it's okay to trick me the whole time?
Man took a breath.
Fam, he was crying.
Man took a breath.
The first bit where he was like, what did I say?
And man was like, even. Man changed it.
The thing is as well, it's so great that like, it's one of the ones that you put yourself in that situation and you're like, I would have done the same thing. You have to. Regardless of how much it breaks your heart.
It's literally fight or flight.
You haven't got a choice. I'm not dying here.
This show pushes boundaries.
100%.
100%. Oh, it makes you feel like you're in the game,
bro. Yes, 100%.
Wow.
When they had the scrap, the first scrap at Lights Out, and the guards knew it was going to pop.
Of course, yeah.
The guards knew it was going to pop.
Yeah. Oh my God.
They've got the human psyche down to a T.
To a T.
Man said there's going to be a fight tonight.
Of course.
So how do you know?
And then they just popped. Know. It just popped off.
We've done this game many a time. We and know then, how this team goes.
I love how they have to either pick a partner or do this or do that before they find out what the game is. Because they're trying to just... Oh, it's brilliant.
As soon as they said pick a partner, I already knew it.
I already knew it. I already knew. I was like, come on, boys. Come on, you know... but anyway, I don't want to spoil it for you guys.
For anyone who hasn't seen Squid Game, get your shit
I've
together.
Actually got a fact. This is a mid... Ep fun fact.
I've got a fact as well, but go on. About Squid. Gang. Probably the same thing. Go on.
So, I follow this thing on Instagram that just gives me random facts about random shows and different things here. That's where I got the Simpsons one from that we did a few episodes ago. So Squid Games, created by Hwang Dong-hyuk.
Same fact I've got. Yeah, go on.
Wrote the show in 2009. Is that a show fact you got?
12 years ago.
But was rejected by the studios for 10 years. He once had to stop writing the script, sell his laptop for $635 due to money struggles. Today, it's the number one show in 90 plus countries and set to become the most watched show on Netflix history. That's insane. So yeah, if you guys think we're chatting shit, these are the facts, bro. You guys need to watch this show. You guys need to watch this show.
Man wrote the show, tried to sell it to anyone that would have it, and man said, get away. We're not interested. It sounds shit.
The thing is, that it's not even necessarily sounding shit. I think at the time, it was too gruesome. I think there's a bit more notes to it because obviously, like we said, they push the boundaries in this show.
They do.
They push the boundaries in the show. So I think back then in 2009 or whatever, and up until now, people just weren't on it. People just weren't on it. And obviously Netflix, they push the boundaries as well because they put anything on Netflix now.
Netflix or ride or die.
Anything's on Netflix. So yeah, it's...
And it's going to be the most watched show in Netflix history.
Netflix history.
Wow.
History. Squid Games.
I remember it's sick as well because obviously I saw it and it was one of them ones where I was going to watch it eventually.
Yeah.
But I was in no rush to watch it. This is before no one had posted about it, nothing.
Same.
And you know when it says like, oh, number one in the UK or whatever. Fam, 3 days in a row, this motherfucker was number one in the UK. And I remember thinking, that's impossible.
Fam, I saw, when we were in Mykonos, is when I saw it pop, because in our rooms, we had TVs in our room. So I saw Squid Games on there and I was thinking, it was number one already.
Really?
This was in Greece. It was number one.
So it was number one for weeks.
I saw the trailer, but it doesn't give you much in the trailer. Yeah, so I was like, I don't really know what this is.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time they show you that maze where they're walking around in that colorful room. Mm. That's all they showed that much. I was thinking, I can't really understand what this is. So I paid no attention to it. When we came back, I saw it again on Netflix and I was thinking, okay, then I've seen it all over socials.
Fam?
I saw memes, I saw gifs.
As soon as I got on TikTok,
I don't want to read anything about it.
If I close my eyes on TikTok and scroll up, every third scroll, I would hear ding, ba, ding, ding, da. That red light, green light. Scroll. Ding, da, ding, ding, da. I'm thinking, fucking hell, bro.
Fam?
Squid Game's gone worldwide. That
episode one was a great introduction to Squid Games.
Great. The old man was having a bubble.
He was like, and it. He
was having a bubble. Squid Game's great. I knew it was going to pop because with the whole like number one in the UK thing.
Yeah.
People in the UK, unless you're used to watching anime, people write off subtitles.
Of course.
So quickly.
Of course.
Of course. So when I kept seeing it was number one, I was thinking, how are people not writing this off?
Yeah.
Because I'll happily watch it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm used to this.
Yeah.
This is back when I thought it was Japanese as well. Yeah, so I was I'm hella used
definitely
to this.
Watching this
is minor for me.
Yeah.
But I was thinking most people aren't into this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Most people don't check for subtitles.
Then again, I don't know, but I would like to believe some people or a lot of people may have just changed the audio / subtitles.
To dubbed. Oh no.
Because when you watch Money Heist normally, it's automatically dubbed.
Really?
It's automatically dubbed.
You got time for that, man.
You have to change it back to the original because it's Spanish. You have to change it back to the original.
Fuck that.
So Money Heist is originally dubbed.
Nah, Netflix need to fix that.
Yeah.
Don't originally dub my shit.
Speaking of Money Heist, James.
Fam.
Season 5. It's a two-part thing, season 5.
Mm.
It's 5 eps, and I don't know how many eps the second part's going to be. But bro, adrenaline in every episode.
Lewis messaged me we were in the gym the other week. And he was like, get on Money Heist, bro. And I was like, Fuhead won't shut up about Money Heist.
Bro, Money... I know we spoke about it before, like Money Heist is a great thing. And you was like, oh, you said our Prison Break is this. But family, Money Heist doesn't let up. There's action.
Mm.
Action. James, I'm not kidding.
Fair play.
I'm not kidding.
Fair play. I was the only reason I watched Squid Game was because I was looking for Money Heist.
Oh, gang.
And I was thinking, I can't ignore this thing anymore. It's just popping up too often. I'm going to have to watch it.
And it bodes well with when we were talking about geniuses. Obviously, you talk about genius academically. Money Heist, the professor is a literal genius.
Gang, okay, cool.
He thinks of every possible outcome.
Gang, all right, I'm here for it.
Genius, James. All
right, I'll jump on Money Heist.
You have to.
Okay, I will officially do it. Next Gang. Time I'm here, I will have seen at least a couple of episodes of Gang. Money Heist. All right, cool, 100%. Gang. Speaking of, quick anime plug.
Okay.
Tokyo Revengers.
Okay.
Jump the fuck on.
Okay.
Jump the fuck on.
Okay.
Tokyo Revengers is bad.
Give you a synopsis.
So did you ever watch Erased?
Yes, you've told me about it. Fucking anime, 13 episodes of pure addiction, bro. Wow, what an anime. One of the first non-fighting animes that blew my mind.
Yeah, it's like Death Note and then Erased. Yeah. Bro, Tokyo Revengers is similar to that.
Okay.
Similar to that. Very similar premise in terms of... basically is a guy living his life. He's 25 years old, I think, 25, 26. And he's just a slug of a man, fam. Slug of a man. Mm. And nothing's going right for him. And then he reads on the news that his high school girlfriend's been murdered by this gang.
Oh, wow.
And he realizes that, obviously, that was his high school girlfriend.
Mm.
And he was aware of that gang. When he was in, like, middle school, that gang were there then. But they weren't like an organized Tokyo gang back then.
Yeah, yeah. They were just
crew. Like a middle school gang. Yeah, they were roadmen. They were just roadmen.
Yeah.
Basically.
Long story short.
Long story short, they were just roadmen. So randomly, he's at the train station thinking about it one day, and he falls onto the train tracks, gets hit by a train, and it sends him back in time to when he was in middle school, to when he was still going out with that girl.
But he still has the cognitive knowledge of...
But he knows he's actually a 26-year-old man.
So it is kind of similar to...
Similar to that. So basically his mission is like, cool, if I make changes now, like I can stop her from ever dying, like 12 years in the future. Mm. So basically his power is to... They find out, because he goes back and forth a couple times, and he finds out his power is to go exactly 12 years to the day in the past.
Mm.
So if he goes back to present...
Mm.
Chills for 3 days, then goes back. It'll be three days ahead.
Yeah.
So back in time, his, like when he's not in that body making these changes, the 3 days that he's back in the present time, he's still living his normal life. Like back in time, you know what I mean? So his teenager self is still living it.
Mm.
So sometimes he'll go back in time and he'll be in a random situation.
Place. Yeah, okay.
Bro, and I haven't finished it yet.
How many episodes?
I'm not up to date yet. I think there's 20 something.
Okay.
And I'm like on episode 18 or something.
Okay.
Fuhad.
Okay.
Some of the twists and turns, they take you in a direction you're never going to expect.
I'm here for it.
They take you in a direction you're never, ever going to expect.
I'm here for it.
Oh, it's a great anime.
Do you know what? I feel like if I say it, I'll spoil the show. It's about Squid Games again, but I'll spoil the show.
All right, fair play.
I can't.
Yeah, they deserve... On this one, they deserve better.
Mm.
The fans deserve to, if they haven't seen it, they deserve to not have it spoiled.
Yeah, yeah,
it's so great.
It's incredible.
Right. Yeah, I've got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So we spoke about it very briefly in the car.
Mm-hmm.
But you seem to be on the front lines of this.
Okay.
Fam, Brexit is actually Brexiting. And I need to understand what's going on with this supply chain. I actually need to understand.
Brexit is really Brexiting, fam. I've gone into shops and there's just... Everything is scarce. There's nothing there.
It's actually a concern,
fam. There's nothing there, bro. Like I said to you as well, like work, there's cutlery missing, bro. There's cutlery and crockery missing.
And crockery.
We just don't have enough supplies some days. It makes no sense.
Nah.
It makes no sense because a lot of the things we get are from overseas.
Oh, of course.
They're just not shipping it. They're just not shipping it.
Nah, that can't run. Fam, when these man went to vote and it was leave or stay, someone needed to educate these man. We're a tiny little island in the middle of nowhere.
I know.
We're a small little island in the middle of nowhere. Oh, that scared the shit out of me. There's a marker just fell off there.
Yeah.
We need that supply chain.
We do.
We need that.
We can't survive without it.
Fam, we're so small and insignificant in the middle of the ocean. We're just a tiny little dot in the middle of the ocean. These men are chilling.
Chilling, bro. Chilling.
Fam, someone needs to run up to Switzerland and say, Brussels, wherever they do it, take us back.
Please.
Take us Please. Back.
I think it's Switzerland, Geneva. I think that's where they do the summits.
Fam, wherever they do it, take us back.
That's something, what, G15 or whatever it's called.
Fam, G8, G7, I don't know what they need to do. We Boris need needs to grovel. Say, fam, we ain't had Evian in months. Fam, and I'm not joking.
I've actually not seen Evian in shops.
Big man, every few days, I buy a six pack of 1.5 litre bottles of Evian.
Mm.
I've been doing that for years. I don't mess around. Bro, last week I had to get Buxton. Buxton.
Vex.
Livid. Livid. The plastic they use at Buxton, you try and fucking undo it, and it spills out because the plastic's so weak and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Run me my Evian, bro.
Run me.
I was getting fucking angry the other day, bro. I ain't had Evian in time.
Damn.
Vex. Monster. Scarce.
Scarce, yeah.
Scarce as fuck. I've been drinking Ultra Paradise, which is this lime green color thing. It's fucking shit flavor. It's my least favorite flavor of Monster. The whites are scarce as shit.
Damn, bro.
I'm pissed off, bro. I'm pissed off. Petrol's a whole different story. Yeah. Petrol's a whole different story.
You might have been going through it.
Fucking bullshit, bro.
Nowadays.
But it vexes me because, not to get political, because obviously there's a million reasons, but like, Back when we were voting, people were voting here and stay, like some of their justifications were so annoying, like in terms of like, oh, stealing jobs and all this stuff.
Mm.
Did you know there's an actual fact? This is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, now that people are realizing about this lorry driver situation, like, big man thing, no one's going to start being a lorry driver. No one is.
Mm.
Because where's the longevity in that job, in that career choice? Where's the longevity in that?
Mm-hmm.
And like, did you know, my brother told me this the other day, there are more job vacancies currently like in the UK than there ever have been.
Really?
Since the beginning of time.
Really?
So people talk about can't get a job. There are more job vacancies than there ever have been. People can't get the staff to fill their job positions. And then they're trying to think of incentives to get people in these jobs.
Yeah.
And one of the incentives is to increase the wage.
Yeah.
But that doesn't solve the problem.
Yeah.
Because all that happens is if I'm a receptionist over here and this company is increasing their wage because they can't find a receptionist and their wage is above my wage, I move from this receptionist job to this receptionist job.
Yeah.
There's not a brand new receptionist just come fresh out of college getting this job. I'm already got an experience as a receptionist. Mm. I'm going to get a higher paying receptionist job. And now my old job has a vacancy as a receptionist job that they can't fill. Mm. So then they increase the wage.
Mm.
And then another receptionist from over here. The people just jump ship.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the vacancies aren't being filled. People are just moving from one place to another.
Mm.
And like people talk about, oh, we can't find, like, can't get a job. You can get a job very easily.
Mm.
It's just that no one wants those jobs.
Mm.
Obviously, reception is different. That was just an example. Yeah, Lots of people want to be receptionists. But yeah, like the jobs are available, fam. Mm. Just people don't want them, or they're not qualified for them, and they don't want to get qualified. Like, people aren't willing to take like the plunge to be like, right, let me go back and do my GCSEs real quick. You can do it online, for fuck's sake.
Can you?
Well, you can do a lot of shit online. Like if you need to go back and do your GCSEs, bro, you just need to like send an email to the governing body or whatever and say, I need to retake this. And they're like, cool, your exams on this day, you pay a certain fee, they'll send you the books, bro.
Quick tangent. If you had to do maths, English, and GCSE science today, no revision, nothing, do you think you'll pass?
I fucking hope so, but I doubt it. Man to man, I fucking hope so, but I doubt it. I think I would smash English.
I was just about to say, I think me and English will get along.
Yeah.
I'm very good at maths, but sometimes when it comes to, like, for example, long division, right? I knew how to do it. I've not done it in a decade.
Bro.
I don't care about it. So can I do it again? I don't know.
Maths to me is like Naruto hand signs. It's not about learning it. You just need to remember this shit.
Yeah.
And if you mess up a sequence, your answer ain't going to pattern right. And you don't know where you went wrong.
What's that theory? Was it not Pythagoras' theorem?
Pythagoras.
There was one thing, I think this was in like A-level maths, where you had to like a square root thing and it was plus minus like 2b all over. It was long, bro.
I don't know, bro.
It was like 4ab plus minus this. Someone knows what I'm talking about. I don't know what for the life of me is called.
That's that higher learning shit.
Yeah, I think it was like A1 or A2. I don't know about all that. And it was all over like, it was weird, bro. And if you got that, like you said, like the jitsu hand sign, if you got that formula wrong, your whole thing is wrong.
Yeah.
Your whole thing is wrong. And you don't know where you've gone wrong because you just don't remember that formula.
Yeah.
But yeah, math sometimes. Science, I think, I don't know if I'd pass science. I don't know.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I remember in human biology, A level, part we did like, our teacher, he was good. He was a good egg. He used to give us like quizzes every week, which was good.
Yeah,
because you needed to pay attention, fam. Yeah, there was one you had to like label every part of like a chromosome or something.
Oh, mad!
There's like 20 different bits, and you had to. And obviously, there's an arrow pointing. What is this? What is this? What is this? What is this? And you had to write it out. It was like a chromosome or some kind of cell. I can't remember, fam. I remember he bossed through one time. As he was marking them, because we had two human biology teachers.
Okay.
And alternating weeks, we would have each one. So while we were in one woman's, he was marking our ones from this week's quiz, last week's quiz. Mm. He bust through the door and was, where's James? Where's James? And I was like, oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
And he was like, he came over, shook my hand. And he was like, you're the only one that got the chromosome question right.
Oh, fam,
I guessed the whole thing. I guessed the whole thing, bro.
Man, my teacher couldn't come into another class and shout, where's Fuhad? My heart would leave my chest, James.
Bro, and I was a slacker in that class as well. I guessed the whole thing. And I remembered from then, I was thinking, he thinks I know shit.
Yeah.
When I don't know fuck
all,
bro.
Yeah, yeah, so he's looking at you next week now.
Oh, 100%.
He's looking at you next week.
That was question one. So what he would do was mark everyone's question one, mark everyone's question two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
so he thinks, James, he's the shit.
Yeah.
Until he gets to question two.
Yeah.
So he didn't come in again to shake my hand. Let's just say that. I got like a fucking E for the whole quiz. But the question one, I patterned it.
Yeah, yeah.
I guessed the whole thing. And I was thinking, this whole school, that was when the light bulb fit me. This whole school shit is bullshit, bro. It ain't about like knowing shit. It's about remembering stuff. Because I just guessed. And I got it right. And he thinks I'm a fucking genius now because no one else in this class that people are a lot smarter than me didn't get it. And I got it. And I was like, I just fucking guessed it, bro. But yeah, to bring it back to what we were talking about, bro, the Brexit thing's long. I don't know how it's going to get solved.
It is.
Because
I have no idea.
We need lorry drivers.
They're paying like 60, 70 bags for lorry drivers now, you know?
Fam, I've heard.
60, 70 bags.
I've heard.
To drive a HGV.
Fam, someone jump in that truck. Someone do it. Because I need Monster and I need Evian. It's not a joke anymore.
I need my stuff back.
Fam, we went to the co-op before this. Barren.
There was nothing there.
Fam, barren in
there.
There
was barely water in there.
There was hardly anything in there.
I couldn't believe it.
And you realise, it made me realise how, the other day actually, how many lorry drivers there actually must be. Because if you actually go into like, I saw a Tesco truck the other day driving past me. And I was just thinking about this whole lorry driver situation. And one Tesco truck, looking at the size of it, and I was looking at it and I was thinking, for like a big Tesco, that truck probably only covers the fucking meat.
Yeah.
Like how big that truck is.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
you
actually think how much is like stock is in a fucking Tesco.
Yeah.
I was thinking this probably covers just the meat for one shot.
Yeah.
For this week.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, fucking hell, there must be a lot of lorry drivers out there. We're losing it. Open the borders. Open the borders. Let them do what
something.
They want.
They need to do something.
Big man. Run me the Evian. I can't be stuck with Buxton and fucking Highland Springs for the rest of the year. And yeah, moving forward, I was thinking, I don't know how this is going to go, fam. This petrol thing?
It's different.
Oh,
I've never seen it. Literally never seen anything like it.
Of course not.
Literally never seen
it. There's never been anything like it. That's why. It
makes no sense.
Britain, since forever, did you know at one point, Britain owned 25% of the world's population.
Damn. I knew they owned a lot, but I didn't know
25%. 25%.
Wow.
We ran more of the world than Genghis Khan did back in his day. He ran like 24% or 22% or something like that.
Damn.
We were running 25% of the world, bro, back in the day. This has never happened before.
Wow. Times have
People forgot.
Changed, boy.
It ain't, back in them times, you know. This British Empire thing, we're not living in them times.
Done out.
These men in Portugal will lock us off.
Without a blink of an eye.
Fam, we ran up in there and said we want out. We didn't know what we were saying.
Jesus.
We didn't know what we were saying. The rest of the world said, good luck with that. Now we're struggling out here. Can't fill up my car to save my life.
Tough.
This is just the beginning.
It's literally just the beginning.
You ain't even got knives and forks at work.
Running low, bro. Everyone's running low on everything. Everything. It makes no sense. It makes no sense, James. It's crazy.
Yikes.
It's crazy.
Anyway. okay, you said you had a question for me, right?
Yeah, we'll do the next one.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay, cool. Let's do Am I the Asshole then?
Okay.
So, this is like a nice little throwback.
Okay.
That's kind of long, actually. Right, so this is like a throwback. So, for people who don't know, obviously with the Am I the Asshole, you guys send us in the Am I the Assholes, mm-hmm. we read them out and we mm-hmm. conclude mm-hmm. and give you guys the feedback. Back in the day, before anyone used to watch this show, no one used to send us shit. Oh,
don't send us a thing.
We would beg people to send us Am I the Assholes. No one would ever send them in because there was no one to send them in.
Yeah.
It was literally...
It was me and James.
Yeah, there was two viewers and they were us. But someone recently, we used to get them from Reddit.
Fucking hell, I forgot about that.
We used to get
that.
Them from Reddit.
I forgot about that.
We had nowhere else to get them from. So Jesus. The first ever Am I the Assholes were from Reddit. And someone has slid in our DMs and was like, oh, I know you guys only do fan read or fan submitted Am I the Assholes, but here's one from Reddit I think is really good.
Mm.
And me being Mr. Nostalgic, I was like, fuck, Reddit. And I even forgot. Mm. I was like, shit, Reddit. That's where it all started. So I thought, fuck it, let's go back to Reddit.
Pause. Do you think Reddit's called Reddit because when you read it, you've read it?
I don't know. Maybe.
That literally just came to mind, but anyway.
But it's not spelt like that.
I know it's not spelt like that, but obviously.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Reddit's a dark place, man. There's trolls on Reddit, bro. They don't want anyone to be happy. Anyway, right. Am I the asshole, okay? Mm. So, my daughter, Steffi, just turned 9 on Saturday. She's been asking for a Switch for a while now, and I think she's gotten old enough and mature enough that I can trust her with a big present like that. So the plan was to give Steffi the Switch at her birthday party, which was the same day. However, that ended up falling through. We ended up not being able to pick up the Switch until Sunday morning. See, Steffi was invited to her classmate Jolene's party on Sunday, so I figured that since we were still in the party spirit, I would just give Steffi the Switch after cake at Jolene's party. Interesting. You don't really run your kid a present at someone else's party. No. It's a bit of a piss take.
Yeah.
She had a party yesterday.
Yeah, it's like proposing at someone else's wedding.
You get a bang in the face. Yeah. No, why are you trying to steal the thunder, man? Happen. You had your party yesterday. Why are you trying to bring these vibes over here?
Yeah.
Right. Nothing more than that.
Yeah.
So, just the unwrapping and then the spotlight will be right back on Jolene. I can see this is already going where we think it's going. Besides, the girls are friends, so I figured it wouldn't be a big deal. See, we already caught where this was going. They're 9. They're old enough to understand this was an extenuating circumstance.
Then you this said was nine.
Sometimes what I hate about Am I the Assholes, right? People say, am I the asshole? But then they try and justify their own actions so much to make it seem like they're not the asshole before people make the decision. Right. Everything went as I had planned and I thought it went well. But after the party was over, I got a call from Jolene's mum, essentially asking me what the hell I was thinking.
Rags.
That I was undermining her because she couldn't afford something like a Switch for Jolene. Yikes. Ooh. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I have not raised Steffi to even really care about the things like how much a present costs.
Mm.
Also, Jolene didn't even care because she had numerous new things to play with as Steffi shared her Switch with her, so it seems to me like everyone made out well.
Mm-hmm.
Jolene's mum also called me petty and a show-off. In brackets, she and I do not like one another and I won't sugarcoat it. But I put that aside for the kids because our issues aren't their fault, which Jolene's mum is definitely not doing. Husband says he gets where I was coming from, but maybe should have at least waited until after Jolene's presents were opened so she could have hers first.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair, but I'm not sure if that quite makes me an asshole to Jolene. Am I the asshole?
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
110%. percent.
Yes, there's no way in hell you should be giving your daughter a present at someone else's birthday party when you've just had yours the day before, regardless of what's happened, regardless of the fact that you weren't able to give it to her on the day or blah, blah, blah. You can wait for any other day. You could have waited till she got back home.
100%.
Waited till she got, or given it to her before she went to the party. Something, you know. There's 100%. Other options.
Bro.
There are other options. Don't take the piss like that.
Absolute piss.
Don't take the piss like that. This is someone else's daughter's 9th, I'm assuming, or 10th birthday.
Bro.
They're gassed. The spotlight is on them.
Yeah.
Your daughter had her spotlight yesterday.
She had a party yesterday. That's the thing as well. Maybe it might have been justified if her party was fucking 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
Or like, when, I don't even know when or whatever, bro. But literally, like, her birthday was yesterday.
Mm.
Since we're still in the party spirit, yeah, yeah. Let me just bring this present to another girl's birthday. Whilst she's opening presents, said, oh, sorry, guys, I've just got one more present for my daughter. And it's not only just one more present, it's the biggest present she's ever had.
A Nintendo Switch.
A Nintendo Switch, in which this girl has not got. I could understand if she had a Nintendo Switch and said, good point. I'm glad you got that because we actually got my girl, Steffi, a Switch as well. And since she's opened hers, Steffi, you might as well have yours. Yeah. We were going to wait till we got home, but since you've got one, you guys can play together. Here's yours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gang,
that would have been orchestrated well.
Orchestrated, yeah. Everyone's happy.
Piss take.
Absolute fucking piss take.
Piss take.
Absolute fucking piss take.
Am I the arsehole?
Of course the mum was going to bail you. Of course the mum was going to bail you. I'm like, what the fuck do you think you're doing, bro?
Undermining.
Why couldn't you wait till you got home? 100%, why?
100%.
My daughter's trying to open her presents. What the fuck are you even doing bringing a present here? What the fuck are you doing?
If you're not bringing presents for my daughter, why are you bringing a present?
Exactly, bro.
Why are you bringing a present to a next man party that doesn't belong to the celebrant?
Why couldn't it wait till you got home?
It's
literally doesn't make sense. Why the fuck couldn't it wait till you got home?
It baffles me.
Yeah, you're a dickhead, bruv.
You wanted the spotlight, or you wanted your daughter to have the spotlight.
100%. And this whole, oh, they're 9. They don't think of, I didn't raise Steffi to think about how much shit costs. Trust me, she knows how much shit costs. At 9, she knows exactly how much shit costs. She's stupid, bruv. She's fucking stupid.
You messed up there, son.
Yeah, you done fucked up. And of course, Jolene's going to be like, oh, I wish I got a Switch or whatever. Like,
of course.
Oh, it was fine. They were sharing. Big man, Jolene shared it for 10 minutes and was vexed that she ain't got one herself.
Give me back my Switch.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever, man. You're a dickhead.
Yeah, open and shut.
But yeah, anyway, guys, happy Monday. We love you. Those of you who came out for the BBE, thank you very much.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate you. And yeah, man, catch you guys on Thursday.
Yeah, man. Gang.
Bless. Love, love, love.
Gang, gang, gang.